So eternal life means the defeat of death in all of its forms. It means a life which is indestructible.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
His name is the Everlasting Father, Isaiah 9 and verse 6. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. Now that's a peculiar expression, that the Son should be called the Father is puzzling for a moment until we understand the Jewish mentality. In a Jewish culture, in the Jewish mind, the term Father always carried with it, at least in symbolic form, in principled form, it always carried with it the idea of originator of something, the originator of something, the progenitor of something, or the author of something. It could be used in a metaphorical as well as in a literal or a physical sense. So Jesus Christ, in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, is the Everlasting Father. If you were to translate that quite literally, the Hebrew is the Avi Av, the Father of Eternity, would be a literal rendering of that phrase. He is the Father of Eternity, the Avi, the Father of Av, Eternity. Jesus Christ is the originator, he is the author or the progenitor of all that is eternal and everlasting in your life and in mine. He is the Father of Eternity. And he spawns, he fathers, he originates, he authors an eternal dimension in the life of each one of us. Only Jesus Christ can do that. He lifts us above the level of the temporal. And I think that there are two, as I look at it, there are two significant aspects of this facet of Christ's character. He's the Father of Eternity, that need to be analyzed. And I see them right here in this expression. He is the Everlasting Father, or the Father of Eternity. Two facets of that aspect of his character that need to be analyzed. First of all, I want to look at his paternal qualities. He's a father. In the biblical model, what does it mean to be a father? I think that there are five terms, if they're properly understood, that will help us to discern the significance of this imagery of the Lord Jesus Christ as our Father. I believe there are five terms that will express or answer that question. What does it mean for him to be our Father? First term is patriarch, and the emphasis in that term is on absolute supremacy. The second term is priest. The emphasis there is on spirituality. The third term is provider. All of these terms express what it means to be a father in the biblical model. Patriarch, priest, provider. The emphasis there is on absolute sufficiency, meeting every one of our needs as our provider. Fourth term is protector. It's the function of a father to protect. And the emphasis there is on safety. He provides safety. And the final term is passion or love. And the emphasis there is on sensitivity. But now Jesus has not only paternal qualities, according to Isaiah 9:6, but he has eternal qualities. He is the Father of Eternity, or he is the Everlasting Father. And that is to say that Jesus Christ spawns the eternal dimension in each one of us. Now, as I see the eternity of Christ, which can be spawned in us, I see it at least in four things which are directly traceable to the Son of God. Can I share them with you very quickly? First, the eternity of Jesus Christ is seen in the creation, where we were given the capacity for the eternal. And then secondly, it's seen in his incarnation, where we are given a visible portrait of the eternal. You see the eternity of Christ, one, in his creation, two, in his incarnation, three, in his crucifixion, where you see the potential for the restoration of the eternal in each one of our lives. You know, though we were originally created with the capacity for the eternal, we lost much of that potential through the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. We need a restoration of it. That potential for the eternal in our lives can be restored because of the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The eternal can permeate your life and mine once again because of what Jesus Christ did on Calvary's cross. That's what the Bible means. The Bible says he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. Through his cross work. We're separated from the eternal God due to our sins. The penalty and the liability due to those sins. Jesus Christ neutralized the effects of our sins when he paid that penalty for us on the cross. He purchased for us eternal salvation. The eternal can once again permeate our lives because of what Jesus did on the cross. By his own blood, the Bible says, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12. In the crucifixion, the possibility of the restoration of the eternal in your life and mine is made possible. There's no reason for any of us to live out our lives on a meaningless basis, on an empty basis. There's no reason to be bound hand and foot by the trappings of time. We can be liberated. We can be lifted above the temporal into the sphere of the eternal because of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. He can spawn that wonderful, eternal, spiritual dimension in every one of our lives if we'll trust him. Final place in which the eternity of Christ is made evident or seen. One, in the creation. Two, in the incarnation. Three, in his crucifixion, where he obtained for us eternal redemption and eternal salvation. Finally, in our own personal salvation. That's where we actually come to the realization of it, personally, in our lives. I think that's what John meant when he said, John 3, verse 15, do you remember that great verse just before verse 16 there? John 3 and verse 15, that whosoever, you know that's a beautiful phrase, whosoever, there are no exclusions. Whosoever. Beautiful universalism in the offer. The offer is extended to any and all, any man who wishes to respond may. God extends to us a rich offer. He requires only that we respond, that by faith we integrate it into our lives. We receive it. We accept it by faith. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. In our salvation, the eternity of Jesus Christ is brought right down to the grassroots level of our personal lives. I have eternal meaning. I have eternal significance because of my faith in the Son of God, because the Father of eternity has spawned that dimension in my being. It's a tremendous thing. Tremendous thing. To possess eternal life, John 3:15, means to share in the very life of God. You know what God's life is like? To possess eternal life means to share in the very life of God. In God there is peace. So eternal life means serenity. It means a life liberated from the fears which haunt the human situation. Jesus Christ will give you that peace. That's what eternity in time is all about. That's what the Son of God taking up residence in you and providing for your eternal salvation means. Sharing his very life with you. In God there is peace. You become the recipient of that peace when you become the recipient of his life. His eternal life. In God there's not only peace, but in God there is power. So eternal life means the defeat of frustration. It means a life filled with the power of God, and therefore a life which is victorious over circumstance, which has a way of frustrating us. It's a life of power. To have eternal life means to have holiness. In God there is holiness. So eternal life means the defeat of sin. It means a life that is clad with the purity of God and armed against the soiling infections of evil. In God there is love. So eternal life means the end of bitterness or of hatred. Maybe that's what some of us need the end of this morning. In God there is love, and so eternal life means the end of bitterness and hatred. It means a life which has the love of God in its heart and the need of man before its eyes and in all of its actions. And in God there is life. So eternal life means the defeat of death in all of its forms. It means a life which is indestructible. Thank God for this life we have. It means a life that is indestructible because it has in it the indestructibility of God himself. The eternal comes right down into my life, right home to my being and yours, the moment we receive the Son of God as our Lord and Savior. In that instant, this eternity, which is so characteristic of his nature, permeates our being and gives us a whole new dimension of life that we never had before. Jesus Christ is the Father of eternity. He has, according to that expression, paternal qualities, and he has eternal qualities. His paternal qualities are these. He is our patriarch, supreme authority. He is our priest, responsible for our spiritual well-being. He is our provider, sufficiently meeting all of our needs day by day. He is our protector, providing for us safety from ultimate and common peril day by day. And everything that he does for us and to us, he does in a context of passion or of love. He's the Father. He's the Father of eternity. As an eternal being, Jesus Christ brings down into our lives an eternal and spiritual dimension that can only enrich our lives. There's nothing quite like this eternal dimension. There are a whole host of people who could stand to their feet spontaneously and tell you what it means to have the eternal Son of God inhabit and radically transform their whole lives. What a tremendous thing it is. He can bring it right down into our daily lives on a grassroots level. We can eclipse the binding trappings of time and have an eternal dimension here and now and in the hereafter. The question is this. Have you ever received that dimension? Have you ever received that dimension, that eternal, that spiritual dimension, by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ? Without him and without that dimension, you will be a prisoner of time, fearfully bound by its weapons against us. Have you ever thought of the weapons of time? The weapons of delay? That's a weapon of time, delay. The weapons of decay, in the passing of time, decay. The weapons of death, the ultimate weapon of time is death. Delay, decay, and death, the weapons of time, we're fearfully bound by those until we come to Christ. He sets us free from them all. With him, we have temporal release and eternal revelry and joy. I wonder, do you know him? Have you ever trusted him? Have you ever opened up your heart to the Son of God? Have you allowed him to bring down into your life that eternal dimension? You say, well, Pastor, I am a Christian. I've done that. I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Let me ask you this something as a Christian as we close. Do you behave like one who has his roots in eternity? Or are you always bogged down in the trappings of time? You see, the gift of eternal life is the gift of God's life shared with you. And God's life is marked by peace and power, by holiness and love, by indestructibility. Are those the kinds of ingredients that come to the surface in your own experience? Or are you always bogged down by the trappings of time? There's a message for the man without Christ. In this name of our Lord Jesus, the everlasting Father, the Father of eternity, and there's a message for every one of us who name the name of Christ as well.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively.
The Christian knows where he can find peace. The Christian has found this seemingly elusive commodity in Jesus Christ.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.